What? 4.5 minutes ago. Must have been when you opened fire. Jesus. Well? Massive cerebral hemorrhage. No. He watched the dials. No warning, no indication of anything out of the ordinary. Blood pressure up, pulse up, but normal under the circumstances. Nothing to indicate. He reached down and popped her suit. Her fine oriental features were distorted in a horrible grimace, both gums showing. Sticky fluid ran from under her collapsed eyelids, and a trickle of blood still dripped from each ear. Doc Wilson closed the suit back up. I've never seen anything like it. It's as if a bomb went off in her skull.
Oh, fuck, Roger said. She was Ryan sensitive, wasn't she?
That's right. Cortez sounded thoughtful. All right, everybody listen up. Platoon leaders, check your platoons and see if anybody's missing or hurt. Anybody else in 7th?
I've got a splitting headache, Sarge, Lucky said.
4 others had bad headaches. One of them affirmed that he was slightly Ryan sensitive. The others didn't know. Cortez, I think it's obvious, Doc Wilson said, that we should give these monsters wide berth, especially shouldn't harm any more of them, not with 5 people susceptible to whatever apparently killed Ho. Of course, goddammit, I don't need anybody to tell me that. We'd better get moving. I just filled the captain in on what happened. He agrees that we'd better get as far away from here as we can before we stop for the night. Let's get back in formation and continue on the same bearing. 5th platoon, take over point. 2nd, come back to the rear. Everybody else, same as before.
What about Ho?
Lucky asked. She'll be taken care of from the ship. After we'd gone half a click, there was a flash and rolling thunder. Where Ho had been came a wispy, luminous mushroom cloud, boiling up to disappear against the gray sky.